Yeah, so please go in and have a seat. This is going to be my room when all the kids are gone. I've already decided. The reason we have to have the light off out here is because we don't have our blind in yet. But this room literally allows them to just be still, look at the clouds, look at the stars. The light board is not working.
That is great.
Brenda Zedlitz is the Director of Children's Services at EOA Children's House in Northwest Arkansas. She is standing in a small room lit up like the night sky with soothing music playing in the background. The room is one of the many therapy rooms inside EOA Children's House's new facility on North Lowell Road in Springdale.
So we actually had a little boy who never sleeps. Nap time is very difficult for our children because a lot of abuse and neglect or abuse happens at night. You don't want to close your eyes because that's when the bad stuff happens. So nap time is not the most pleasant time around here because we're asking them to close their eyes and go to sleep. And this little guy never sleeps, ever sleeps, and he doesn't really want anybody else to sleep either. So they brought him to this room and let him stay here for a few minutes and then took him back to his room and he went to sleep just like that. So it's amazing, truly amazing.
The organization, earlier housed in a building in South Fayetteville, relocated to the bigger, improved new facility in Springdale nearly a year ago. Since it was founded in 1978 by teachers and community members to help children who are victims of child abuse or neglect, EOA Children's House has become the nation's largest long-term center for early childhood abuse prevention and treatment. Zedlitz is leading a tour of the new facility and some of the upgrades it features, thanks to a new $84,578 grant from the Walmart Foundation. The first upgrade, funded partially by the grant, is a brand new 24-seater bus retrofitted with integrated child safety seats. Zedlitz and her colleague Terry Teeters explain more.
We do move child safety seats around in our minibus. It is horrible. You know, you're trying to gather up all these seats and get them in right, and that's sometimes difficult. So we really appreciate this. And then, of course, they can go right back into the seat and adults can sit there.
And the kiddos absolutely love it because they feel like a big kid.
Another really important feature on this bus is the emergency exit hatch. I feel like a stewardess.
Yeah.
We didn't have this in our current bus, and that's just a way, God forbid the bus should turn over, something should happen, we have another way to get the children out.
The Walmart Foundation matched a grant from the Arkansas Department of Transportation to finance the purchase. EOA Children's House serves children as young as 6 weeks and up to 5 years of age. Children are referred through the juvenile circuit courts in Benton and Washington counties or through the Department of Human Services. The idea is to support children and give them the care, nourishment, love, and stable environment they need to become healthy, positive individuals. The new facility in Springdale also enables staff members to employ a variety of equipment for physical, occupational, and speech therapy to evaluate treatment and outcomes for each child. For example, Zedlitz says, a swing in the physical therapy room can help build trust.
So this swing is actually a way that they can learn to build trust because the therapists work with them, first of all, on climbing into it, which it is a pretty big thing. And then they learn to get in the swing and to just swing side to side, which helps them understand their relation to space. It also helps them to understand that my therapist is there and they're not going to leave me. I'm not going to fall out. Nothing's going to happen to me. So I can begin to relax and let go.
According to Zedlitz, in addition to finding therapeutic equipment, the nearly $85,000 Walmart Foundation grant will also finance additions to the pre-K playground at Children's House. This will provide children with much-needed exercise and help them develop gross and fine motor skills.
We'll be able to make this completely handicap accessible. We also will include panels of art, play space, sound,
You're hearing a lot of sound now, but musical instruments that are stationary, that stay here, that children have access to. It's very important that they be able to paint outside, read outside, ride bicycles outside, skate, hop, jump, but also have time, a place to reflect. So this will be transformed literally into a place where you see all of those made available in this space.
Zedlitz says the new state-of-the-art facility and the additions have allowed the Children's House staff to provide dedicated services.
We have space to dedicate to certain therapies and certain interventions. Our classrooms are state-of-the-art. The facility, of course, is... you don't know this, but it's a maximum security facility. When you walk in, you're locked in, and that means that our children are safe at all times because all of our entrances require a keyless access.
According to Zedlitz, the move to the Springdale facility last year seemed challenging, but has resulted in an expansion of the organization.
We moved in last March with 23 children. We now serve 46 children, so we've doubled in size. That may not sound like a lot, 23 to 46, but when you're talking about our specialized population with these intensive needs, these intensive situations that need therapy and intervention, that's really quite an undertaking. So within less than a year, we doubled in size. Our staff also doubled to accommodate that. And we've just kind of grown into this facility, learned to utilize it, learned to be very good stewards of the space that the community has provided.
EOA Children's House and the Pat Walker Center for Children in North Springdale announced a gift of nearly $85,000 from the Walmart Foundation yesterday afternoon. The grant will help fund a number of additions to the facility. To learn more about EOA Children's House, log on to childrenshousenwa.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.